This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Short show today. We'll go till 12:30, leading directly in to Rangers baseball. You got me, Kevin Hagland, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the show today.
Thank you very much. I just learned that Julius Caesar never said thank you in his entire life.
Really?
He didn't speak English, so that's why I didn't say it, but he never did say it.
If that's what you're bringing today, this is going to be a hell of a show. I like it.
Was English created yet?
I don't know, man. I'm not sure how old this language is.
What did the people in England speak?
I feel like they were speaking Rome.
Wasn't it Greek?
Yeah, look at Mike fact-checking you right here.
Was it Greece?
I think Greek was the common language of the Romans.
It was probably Latin, et tu, Brute.
Yeah, what he said. Stabbed in the back.
Yeah, so.
Okay, man.
He didn't just get stabbed by Brutus, though. It was a lot of other stabbers.
You know what? You know what I really want to enjoy?
Popeye's enemy?
No. A couple minutes every day of Mike and Corey retelling their vague thoughts about historical situations and like just seeing how factually accurate we could get. Maybe some historical scholars like, hey, I work at the University of Texas. I did my dissertation on this. You guys are 100% right. That would actually be super amazing.
Right on Wells.
Uh-huh. All right. Yes, you are.
That is true. And helium.
Yeah.
That is true. You warned us about the upcoming helium crisis. Yeah. Just still a really weird Mike likes.
We're all concerned.
All right. Who are the most.
We're going to donate my money to the helium.
Oh, my God. We're changing peace-a-thon. All right. There's a couple of different parts to this. Who are the most interesting NFL quarterbacks to watch in 2024? Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying by any means the best. And I'll give you an example. Like, for me, it's Anthony Richardson. And I thought about this because Steichen said that Richardson will be awesome and fun to watch. And the thing that I think makes watching Anthony Richardson this season even more interesting, it's because he kind of has that rookie vibe to him. But also, like, if he gets hurt, aren't you going to be like, oh, no. Is this like, not that he'll definitely be done, but you're thinking, is this going to be your whole career? And so I think Anthony Richardson is probably at the top of my list of most interesting quarterbacks to watch this year.
When you say interesting, do you kind of put the word on unknown? Because, like, Lamar Jackson is really fun to watch, but we know what he's going to do. You're just, if you're a big Lamar Jackson fan, you're hoping in the playoffs he can play better.
I definitely think there's some unknown, because I'll just give you an example. Here's kind of just what I thought of when I stacked my list. Anthony Richardson, C.J. Stroud, Aaron Rodgers, and Caleb Williams. And so, like, I know C.J. Stroud had a really good rookie season. I know Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer, but you're like, hey, can you replicate that? Or for Aaron Rodgers, do you still got it? So that's...
So you had four guys.
Yeah.
The first one that comes to mind for me is in division, Jaden Daniels.
I could see that.
It's at the top of my list right now.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a rookie. He's unknown. Sure. He is getting to start week one. I think it's very tough to be successful in this league right out of college, especially he was drafted by a bad team. In a way, Caleb Williams was drafted by close to an average team. They almost played 500 football last year. They just... luckily traded with Carolina, where they got the first overall pick. So he wasn't drafted by the worst team in the NFL. So Jaden Daniels for me, because I think he's going to be really good. The last person that I thought was going to be really good was Trevor Lawrence, and he's just pretty good.
Yeah.
So it could take time, and I'm sure for the Cowboys and Cowboy fans, you hope that he's not good.
Absolutely, I hope that.
But he is a guy that I'm very interested in watching. But for me, I'm still on the I don't know if you want to call it a bandwagon because there's not many people on it. I'm very interested with the moves that Jacksonville made if Trevor Lawrence can elevate his game back to 2022 and then even better than 2022. Because 2023, the first 10 weeks, he was just like 2022, the end. You're like, okay, this is a really good quarterback, top 10 quarterback. And then the last 5 or 6 weeks of the year, you're like, what the crap just happened?
My list goes as such.
Okay.
Daniels. Mostly because he's in conference.
Sure.
Or in division. And conference too.
So that makes him more interesting than Caleb Williams.
I gotta know if Washington did something right hiring Dan Quinn and just rebooting the whole franchise. Sure. So I gotta know all that, and he's the linchpin to all of it. CJ Stroud, can he replicate season 2? Caleb Williams, just like you. Rodgers also on my list, Kevin, and then Dak. And here's why with Dak.
Okay.
He has a lot of pressure on him.
Sure.
To win.
Sure.
He has a lot of factors that could be a problem for him. Jerry likes that. I feel like, are we going to talk a little bit about him in the next segment? Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about Dak in the next segment.
Yes, we will.
My then other people that I would put in, have we decided on Purdy that he's not a good quarterback? He's just a product of the system, or have we decided, hey, let's see it out?
I think Purdy is a really good name to put on this list because I do not think that final decision is in whatsoever.
Because he lost the Super Bowl, but he was in the Super Bowl.
Made it to the Final Four and Final Two. He's had 2 years in the NFL, one where he wasn't the quarterback, obviously, to start the year, but you can't do much better than that your first 2 years.
Yeah. And then so that's where, like, I think after that, a lot of people are just like, okay, he's not good because he lost the Super Bowl.
Tough because Joe Burrow, I feel like, is widely accepted as the second or third best quarterback.
Joe Burrow drug that Cincinnati Bengals team there, whereas everything else is built for Purdy. Then Jordan Love is the next one.
Okay.
Those touchdown numbers. Those touchdown numbers last year were very like, whoa, hold on, what is he? And compared to his touchdown interception ratio, it was really good for his first year.
I had a question. Does Deshaun Watson, because he was another person
zero.
That I thought of. No interest?
Zero interest until
he does
something.
I've totally given up on him.
Okay.
I can't believe how bad he is since he has come back from all of the
It has been astonishing.
Things that once you saw him play in Cleveland and then you thought, oh, but... you know, 2023 is going to be different. He has a full training camp and all this, and he was just as horrible. And then you see Joe Flacco, right?
Yeah.
He's able to win with the same guys that Deshaun Watson can't win with on a consistent basis. So I just look at Deshaun Watson and go, he went from being such a great prospect and then, a great NFL quarterback early in his career to the women's stuff and then getting traded and demanding a trade and then coming back from suspension and being, I think, one of the 10 worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
From the 4-6-9, they went with CJ Stroud. From a different 4-6-9, Jalen Hurts. Now this offense is stacked with Dotson and Barkley. From the 9-7-2, Josh Allen. We'll talk about him again in just 1 second.
Kellen Moore's offense with Dak was very good. So if he's able to replicate that with Jalen Hurts and even convince Jalen Hurts to run a little more than Dak would, it could be as explosive as we've seen.
Now, we didn't get a chance to mention this.
And Bo Nix.
Okay, sure.
I think any of these rookies are starting, I think, are very interesting.
There's only two to start the year,
three.
Right?
Three.
Is Caleb Williams starting too?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I heard that Daniels and Bo Nix, and I guess I missed the
Caleb Williams. Yes, and Caleb Williams.
May lost out.
He lost. That's an interesting way to put it too, because I even saw that on the ESPN bottom line. It was like, oh, Drake May loses quarterback battle to Jacoby Brissett. And I was like, did he? Because even the head coach is like, well, he probably played better than Jacoby Brissett. So I don't know if he lost as much as they're like, hey, I'm still not sure about our offensive line, so we're going to send him out there. All right. Now, Corey, we didn't get a chance to talk about this the other day, but the ESPN asked 103 NFL players questions specifically about quarterbacks, and so I wanted to bounce through a couple of these for you.
Which 103 do you know?
I don't know the 103, and right. Every quote just says an AFC South player, an NFC East player. What, if anything, can Mahomes do to be the GOAT? Because 85 people said Brady's the best of all time. 7 people already said Mahomes is the best. And then the rest were kind of like scattered throughout. And you could probably guess Mahomes is on the way, but he's not there yet. You can't disrespect Tom Brady. He has 7 rings. Another player, that's a long way to go. And yet another player said he's got some of those skills that you can't teach. He's on track to be the best ever. And I think a lot of people would agree with that. Like, I don't think he's there by any means, but he's on a trajectory that I could see him becoming the best ever.
I am. I don't think he's the best ever now, but I think he's already put himself in probably like top 5.
Wow.
I could see that.
Top 5.
Yeah. Now, I get it. If something happened today and he didn't play anymore, it might be a little bit tough to keep him in the top 5. But I do think right now he's top 5. And if he wins 3 in a row, if he does that this year...
Name him one.
I don't know. I don't know if I can take him above Brady yet.
Might go to 2.
Yeah, right. I think that Montana and Manning to me are 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if he wins 3 in a row, Joe Montana never did that and did have a dominant team, and then Manning won all the MVPs.
Yep.
Not even Troy Aikman could do it though.
Yeah.
That is true.
And all he does is win Super Bowls.
I heard a guy on the weekend on our 105.3. He's not from here. He's a moron.
He's a national.
Yeah. I was like, man, I changed the channel. I was like, this dude's a moron. But
who are the top quarterbacks?
He's trying to talk Cowboys.
Okay. I get it. Look, I have off-air thoughts for you about that. All right. Top 3 quarterbacks in the league as ranked by the players. It's Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow, and then Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers round out the top 5. But wanted to get to this. Who will have the most successful career of the rookie QBs? J.J. McCarthy got some votes. So did Michael Penix. So did Bo Nix.
Wait.
30%, excuse me.
For their whole career?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
30 people voted for Jaden Daniels, and 34 said Caleb Williams. So when you look at the players, they're like, It is neck and neck.
They haven't even really seen them play yet.
Fair.
Right?
And maybe they're going to college stuff.
Yeah. There's the hype going on around it and everything. That's really interesting that Daniels already has that much love from players around the league.
Can I ask you this? Sure. I would lean towards Jaden Daniels, but I do think it's between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels.
That makes sense.
4 or 5 years from now, as these rookie quarterbacks' contracts come up, how many of these guys do you think, I'm going to call it maxed out, where the team's like, yep, we're ready to give you $50 to $60 million on a 4 to 5 year contract?
The tough thing about it is I already feel like 2 of them are at a deficit because McCarthy, they were like, please take this job. And it's not his fault, but he did get hurt and he's out for the year. And then for Penix, they're like, hey, we got somebody in front of you for at least 2 years, barring any injury complications. So it's hard for me to say more than 2 out of that group.
It's tough because in 2020, 4 guys got maxed out. In 2021, 1 guy got maxed out, and all the others are done.
Who is the most overrated quarterback?
I already know this one.
Okay, Mike, who do you think is the most overrated?
By the players?
Oh, crap. Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy is 8th on the list.
All right, I'll take the heat. I'll say Dak
Prescott is actually not in the top 8.
It's not
8.
Dak Prescott, okay. Mike. You're okay.
Josh Allen, number 1. Jalen Hurts and Tua are tied for 2nd. But what I want you to focus on
here...
They were
teammates.
Yeah. What I want you to focus on here is Justin Herbert.
Oh, Herbie.
He was ranked the 4th most overrated.
That I would probably rank him most overrated. But he can change that. He has tons of talent.
Okay. All right.
But he's getting rated very high for just talent and not winning and playing great quarterback.
He is, however, also seventh on the most underrated quarterback list. So players are like, you are both underrated and overrated. Who are the most underrated quarterbacks in the NFL? There's a tie for number one with two guys.
Underrated.
I feel like Purdy's involved in this. I do not know this list. I knew the overrated one. I saw it on Twitter yesterday. I feel like Purdy's underrated.
Brock Purdy is tied for number one.
With
Goff.
Jared Goff is tied for third, so that's a good guess. Matthew Stafford.
Stafford. Yeah, he doesn't get a lot of love.
And now Brock Purdy and Matthew Stafford got twice as many votes as the group at third place. So the group at third place is Bryce Young, Jordan Love. I didn't make this list. Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins. And so I know that will draw the ire of some folks, but then Purdy and Stafford are at the top of the list. Herbert is seventh, and then Dak is tied for eighth, along with Lamar Jackson, Hurts, and Tua.
It's tough to get to like the eighth most underrated quarterback. There's only 32 of them.
Sure.
And then 10 of them, we don't like Daniel Jones, who cares? You know? So like
I didn't see a lot of votes.
Like you have to start eliminating some guys where you're like, I don't even care. They're not on any list of overrated or underrated. We don't care about them. So I don't know. This is tough because we talk so much football, not just us, but the United States in general. It's the most talked about sport by far. So it's tough sometimes to be like, who's underrated? Who's overrated? You're like, all you gotta do is turn on televisions or YouTubes or
answers.
Gosh, like I don't know. I hear this guy talked about a lot.
Not surprising, the overwhelming sentiment, because I've seen a lot of people text it in as well about Josh Allen, it's the turnovers. They get the focus about why he is the most overrated. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You want more football?
Let's do more football.
More football.
You get it, Barry Fish.
The best run franchises.
Heck yeah, where's Barry at?
The most unstable, and where will Dak be in 2025? Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Turpin in motion to the right. Prescott back to throw. Tyron Smith, what a great block. Deep ball, right corner. End zone, caught. Turpin, touchdown. Turpin ran away, and Prescott found him.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to continue the football discussion. We're a week away from the start of NFL football.
I don't like it.
No?
I really have always hated this take a week off after the preseason. I would like for them just to start things up. I know there's a lot of business to take care of because now you're trying to wrap up rosters and all that, but I would love for this weekend to be the first weekend of NFL football.
The key is to not pay too much attention at all to football up to this point.
Then it surprises you.
Yeah, because then you're like, all right.
We're here.
Yeah, it's like, I haven't paid much attention at all. I don't care about practice. Like, I am ready for the regular season. I'm excited about next Thursday and all the games on all the different apps I'm going to have to steal from Kevin to watch those games.
Man,
that's a fact.
I need to talk to you about that.
Oh, no.
No, you can keep using my app. I need you to use a different profile because all of the progress that, of stuff that you're watching drives me insane, and I need it cleared off the screen.
He gets to see, you get to see everything he's watching?
I haven't watched anything in forever.
You have not?
No.
You weren't watching the Olympics?
No.
Oh, dear. I might have a different
Maybe
problem.
Maybe it was somebody in his house.
Yeah, I do. No, yeah, I don't think
there's
so.
There's no way.
I think it's just on my
There's
iPad.
No way. All right.
Was there any, like, CD?
In the meantime, okay. The Athletic always pulls... No, you're fine. The Athletic always pulls a whole bunch of agents about the happenings around the league. So I wanted to see what y'all thought about this or get your opinion and see how it stacks up against the agent.
Deal.
Which is the best run NFL franchise? Like, what do you look at and you're like, they got it?
Feels like it's the Chiefs.
Chiefs are actually in third.
Okay.
I feel like that is a fair guess.
Baltimore. I feel like Baltimore's up there.
Baltimore is tied for fifth.
I know Pittsburgh has not won in a long time.
They are tied for fifth with the Steelers.
Okay, but
Niners.
The Eagles and the 49ers
okay.
are at the top of the list, one vote ahead of the Chiefs. The Packers are also really high up there.
Okay.
I do not have any votes for the Dallas Cowboys.
I figured they'd be middle of the pack, to be honest. Like, there's teams, like, as much as I dislike the Jones family and think that they've ruined the history of the Dallas Cowboys, I still think that they're middle of the pack because they do make the playoffs more than the majority of teams. They just don't ever win and never will.
What is the most unstable franchise?
The Raiders.
It used to be Washington, I would say, right? 2 years ago.
I could see that.
But now that Daniel Snyder is gone, there's kind of hope that they can be run correctly.
The Raiders are second
what?
On the list.
Who's worse than them?
Could it be the
Cowboys? The way that they're run.
No.
It doesn't say worst run. It says most unstable.
I feel like they're super stable. It's going to be the Jones family and the Jones boys and Jones girl.
Yeah, that boat's going to rock. It's just not going to flip over, you know?
You could say girls.
Yeah, I think there's just one. Right. Oh, I don't think the 25-year-old has anything to do with it.
The Jets?
The Jets are tied for third along with the Jags, Cowboys, and Cardinals for most unstable. So we're still missing number one.
Panthers?
The Panthers.
Oh, they got the owner that...
are number one.
Yeah, they
have. On
He's
the
got
list.
A statue outside the
is
stadium.
Is he still there, though?
No.
Or did he have... He
that,
had
no, that team. Owner is not there
But he's got
anymore.
A statue. And then the new owner poured drinks
take,
on people.
Did they not take that statue down?
I don't know.
They have statues there?
Why would you take a statue down? Once it's up, you leave it up, right?
All right, well, I'm not getting involved in that conversation for sure.
Right.
I'm going to go with y'all's opinion, and then we'll go to the agents. Will the Cowboys and Dak Prescott agree to a contract extension?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Like you're saying before the season starts or just no, before? Well, yeah, I think he'll be a Cowboy.
But
yeah.
it wouldn't be an extension after this at the end of the season. It would be a new contract, right?
True. I guess you get extension as long as he doesn't hit free agency.
So I'm going to say no. Based on that.
Is he going to be with the Cowboys in 2025?
I think so.
Okay.
I would put a lot of money on yes.
So agents broke down like this. 18 said yes, but 13 said no. So again, actually closer than I probably would have guessed.
When Jerry throws out the line of, look, in this day and age, you can have guys with 1 year left on their contract and they're still going to hold. They might not be here. I mean, he's right about that.
Sure.
And so when it does come to like, hey, look, I don't care when we get a contract. We'll get them done when we get them done. It's kind of weird because he's like, yeah, man, they can hold out whenever they want. So I'm going to get held hostage at some point.
What do you think Patrick Mahomes would make if he was a free agent and there was an open market?
$1 billion.
With the salary cap, same salary cap?
No salary cap.
No salary cap, $100 million a year.
Billion.
Per year?
Overall.
Okay.
Like 10 for a billion?
10 years for $1 billion.
Okay. I honestly think that's very doable. Like, I think that teams would look at that. I still think the same with, maybe not now today, but that's what LeBron's market would be.
Sure. There's one agent that I think should maybe quit his or her profession because they said less than $60 million.
Huh.
Not entirely sure that one
What's
person.
What's that agent
that's
trying to
an
do?
Agent, is it?
That yes.
That's no. It's got to be like an owner's agent.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
that's
not.
Jerry.
They're not good. They're not good at their job. But
Jerry said, "I'm the representative."
Six of the 31 said $60 million. I even think that's wrong. 13 said $70 million.
I understand if we're working within the cap structure.
No, they said no cap.
Then $100 million.
Five said 75, and six said $100 million or more.
Shohei makes 70.
It's true.
Like, just like, let's look at the reality of one thing, that there is restrictions,
yeah,
but there is no cap. Shohei makes 70, and they make $8 more or $7 more billion a year in the NFL.
So the thing that came up there was he would own the money, but which owner are you going to get to step out of the, like, kind of collusion of being like, hey, no, I'm fine. I'm fine with
that.
80 or 85. But, like, again,
so
I wouldn't care if I was,
like,
an owner.
NFLPA actually has an NFLPA.
Yeah.
And they're just not like, whatever you say, boss man.
But there were still plenty of people who said more than $100 million.
Okay.
Who is the best GM in all of football?
Well, it's easy. Jerry already said he is.
That is.
Nobody can do this.
Yeah, nobody can do. Nobody can lose like Jerry loses. I think he made that clear as
nobody
day.
Can effing do this. Well,
you guys might be stunned to learn
Jerry's not on the list.
Is Jerry, it the Philadelphia dude
did
who's
not
moving and shaking all the time?
One single vote. Howie Roseman is tied for second. Brett Veach with Kansas City is number one. Do you want to see the schedule extended out to 18 games?
Sure.
Yes?
Yeah, at this point, okay. Yeah.
I'm fine with it if we eliminate another preseason game.
Which they would. So Jerry said.
I don't mind it going to 20 if we just eliminate all preseason football, which I've watched 1% of.
16 agents said no. 14 said yes. So really, really close right there. And then they ask, keep in mind they're asking agents this. If you could eliminate one rule outside of the salary cap, what would you get rid of?
I think practice, right?
Okay. That's probably Sunday. The players would vote.
That if you touch the quarterback, it's a flag.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide between that and pass interference, like the right way to do pass interference. Because
keep in
pass
mind, this is from agents.
Now.
Maybe the agents would want, help me out if this is still a rule. I'm just thinking agents would want them to be able to do
me alcoholic
commercials while active.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That is an
or cigarette commercials.
Point.
Like, yeah, that I guess there wouldn't be any restrictions on that. I guess this would also be dicey too, but that they can represent gambling
and weed companies.
Actually, that did come up.
I don't feel
time.
Like weed companies have enough money.
Bet.
Okay.
Do you think they have alcohol money and they have?
They're on
they
their
have,
way to it very fast.
Really?
I mean, they just had a big head start. Alcohol has a huge head start.
And also gambling, right? Like draft
gambling has a huge
like,
head start as well.
Yeah, and guns. So I guess guns would be next. Because they have lots of money.
You know what? That one
like
did not
Smith
come
those
up.
Those are the three biggest.
Is it Wesson or Weston? You
I don't
said
know.
Weston, right?
I don't know. I don't.
Okay.
Like in the thank you for smoking, it was alcohol, tobacco, and firearms were
yes.
the three biggest holding everything. Everybody
now, you guys bring up some intriguing ideas. The agents went in a different direction.
All right.
They
fine.
Said, I would like to raise the size of rosters. That came
oh,
up
yes.
a
that makes
whole
sense.
Lot.
More clients.
Gives them more clients. Yeah.
Some would like a separate salary cap for quarterbacks, which would also let them potentially get those extraordinary deals. And then also shrink the length of rookie contracts and get rid of the 3 years out of high school rule to get into the draft.
I disagree with that.
Okay, tell me about that.
I mean, just physically, I don't think you're prepared. In NFL, even in the NBA,
sure.
It's a rare breed that is really ready for it.
You could see,
but in the NFL, man, there's just such a big difference.
You could see how an agent, like back in the day, whether it was Mo Claret or whoever, was like, hey, let's get him into the draft right now. We can make some money. And then another agent said, add more rounds to the draft. So much like expanding the size of the roster,
God.
More jobs.
Broadus would love it.
Hopefully more money. Yes, I'm sure scouts.
You get more players to scout. He's like, oh, more scouting.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know that tape. Like Larry Brown was taken in the 12th round out of TCU. right? And wasn't Drew Pearson taken in like the 78th round or whatever it was? But
so
that being said, at that point, we get to the fifth or sixth round, and teams are only taking players based off of, I don't think we can get them in free agency draft.
Okay. I'm glad that you brought that up, because another agent brought up the idea of, hey, can we create a separate window for undrafted free agents? Because it feels like they all have to decide within 8 to 10 minutes their entire future. Because basically they're like, hey, will you sign for this? Nope, see ya. And they just next on the list.
Somebody did ask Mike, they said CBD Kratom has enough money for that.
Do they? I don't know.
They put their name on the Texas Live, right? Okay. Out there. So that is a place that's happening there for big weed.
I mean, I know this goes to Reggie, but what if you just had no draft and you gave an allotment of money to teams that based off of where they finished, this is your allotment of money to use on college.
So you might be like,
players,
I want to go to the great team, but I'm not going to get paid jack. Yeah, whereas like, if I go to the Panthers, I can make a ton
of
money.
Or like, you know, I don't know. I'm making up numbers here. The top team, the worst team in the NFL, has $30 million to spend on college players, and the team that won the championship has $15 million to spend. And then you're obviously in between 30 and 15 million, and you can spend it however you want.
That is an interesting point. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bashek.
The Rangers sweep with the greatest catch ever.
Oh. Next.
All right, the 1-2. That's in the air left field. That's trouble. Jankowski back. And he finds a catch. Oh, my goodness, what a grab. He brings the game back.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Great call right there, as well as great catch. Now it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bashek.
All right, so there haven't been tons of things to celebrate this year.
But
that was awesome.
Yes.
That was arguably the greatest catch in Rangers baseball history. Now, I know there's been more meaningful games in Rangers. I don't know, 500 more meaningful games. Maybe 5,000 more meaningful games.
More meaningful games.
All of last year's playoffs.
But
that's more than one. I'm sorry.
In the ninth inning, where that's a walk-off homer, when that ball was hit, here's my thought watching it live. Oh, Jankowski is going to make like an effort, and this ball is going to be 10 feet over his head, well into the bullpen, and he's just going to try his best because the game's over. And when he caught that, that was, for me, the second most exciting moment of the season. Is there anything that comes to mind as the most exciting moment? Because Jared Sandler had this call, who's in the room getting ready for the game, and it was, for me, we talked about this because he knew it off the bat, and I didn't know it off the bat except the reaction.
Oh yeah,
when he hit the ball. I was like, he did this? Was Josh Smith hitting the walk off homer against the Astros?
Oh yeah, that was a great
call. For me, I would say that's moment number one of the season
of this year,
and then moment number two is that freaking catch last night. And I know, ultimately, it's going to mean nothing in Rangers history.
It could mean something in Major League history, though. The White Sox have the worst record.
True. Josh Smith also had a pretty awesome defensive play at third, right? Where he goes diving back.
Where he's running back and catches one kind of over his shoulder.
Pretty awesome play this year.
That was
there
when...
There you go, that's it.
I can't believe when I watched it, I thought that Jankowski really used the wall to get that high, but when you watch, he didn't.
No.
He just jumped that high. And guess what? He was in that inning for defensive replacement, too.
I've watched it a bunch of different times. And that is a great decision. You could put Indy Chavez in for Nelson Cruz, and everything would have been right if he'd just been out there. That being said, I watched like his feet on that chop, 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 slow stride jump. And I had to watch it over and over just to see the pacing on that and the timing to make that happen. But he took that ball out of the air.
He's the only outfielder on the Rangers by far that makes that play. Yeah. Adolis can't make that play. Leody can't make that play. Evan Carter, Wyatt Langford.
I was
going
to ask, if he wasn't get hurt, could he have done it?
Who's that?
Evan Carter.
I don't think he would have got back to the wall with that much time. I think that there would have been more of a fading to the wall and not like Jankowski perfectly knew when to jump and not accidentally jump into the wall. How many times have we seen, in fact, in the playoffs, I believe it was Kyle Tucker who gave up a home run to the Rangers, which was kind of an easy saving home run play. But because he jumped a little bit close to the wall and jumped back, the wall took away from how high he could get. So that was just such a perfect play from Jankowski. And I think when they go to MLB Network and they do the top 100 defensive plays of the year, I think that one has to be top 10
for
in
sure.
baseball. I don't know if it'll be number one. Last year, actually, you know, Leody had the number one defensive play in Major League Baseball last year.
I did not know that.
And was it a diving forward catch?
No, he never has done it. It's the one where he caught Yordan Alvarez's home run in the playoff game, which actually didn't give the Rangers a win. It was here at home in the playoffs. Yordan hits a ball to center field. Leody catches the ball. It's an unbelievably great play. That was baseball last year. MLB Network, I remember watching the greatest defensive plays. Like, that's an interesting one. It was a great play, but it didn't mean the Rangers won the game. It's just he saved a home run in the ALCS, which still led to an Astros win. All right, so last night, I hate doing this, but I am. We scored 7 runs.
You're disappointed that despite the win against terrible pitching, we still can't put up any offense.
I get it. The offense is going to be bad this year. It's one of the worst offenses in baseball and will be at the end of 162 games. The Rangers will have one of the worst offenses in all of baseball. But they didn't have Garrett Crochet. Fetty's already been traded. You're facing their kind of bullpen. You're facing a starter who, you know, technically didn't start because Crochet gets the start in the game for throwing 4 pitches, who doesn't have a good year going. And you're just like, I looked at this. They have, as a team, and this is for all year, they have a 4.89 ERA as a team.
It's not good.
And you got 3.5 runs yesterday.
Man, you should be able to get 6.
Yeah, and it feels like when you brought it up with Boston, we underperformed against that woeful pitching staff as well, and it just happens time and again.
So good news is Wyatt Langford hit a home run. These are few and far between. I think
there's a no doubt or two.
Yeah.
I mean, when he hit that, I was like, that one's gone.
I'm going to go to Wyatt Langford. I know we discuss him a lot because he has to be a superstar. I hate saying this.
Yeah.
He has to become a superstar. And I'm not saying at the end of this year or next year, but here pretty soon in 2025, 26, 27, he has to become Bobby Witt Jr. That's what has to happen for the Rangers to get back to being a 90-win team. And that's just one part. That's not the only part. Wyatt Langford, 4th overall pick, has to be as good as the best players in baseball offensively. If you had to guess Wyatt Langford's numbers next year, and I'm going for basic stats here, whether it's batting average, OPS, home runs, runs, RBIs, do you guys have a feeling of what Wyatt Langford can be in 2025 for the Rangers?
270, 20, and 80.
Oh, man.
All right.
I think we're pretty much on the same page. I was going to say 20, 75, and then a 260 batting average.
Yeah.
And that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not an all-star. You'll never make an all-star team doing that. And I'm fine with that in his second year, but I need him to become a 30-100-100 guy. I need him to become a guy who blasts 30 home runs, who has 100 runs scored and 100 RBIs on a every year.
Are we rushing some of these guys too fast? Is my question.
But I think that's kind of your point, right? Though, is that like you kind of have to, because if it's not them, then what are we gonna do?
Yeah.
Well, okay, and I'm not saying this team particular. Across the league, it seems like we've changed the whole philosophy on giving guys time to develop. And I don't know how quickly we just cancel out on them versus letting them develop and letting them have the most. Because Jackson Holliday this year was miserable to start.
Yeah.
And then he found it somehow after going back down.
Yeah. He's a high school guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Dylan Cruz has just been called up by the Nationals.
LSU.
He was the 2nd overall pick.
Yeah.
Wyatt Langford, 4th overall pick. Those were the two guys that were like, who should you pick?
Yeah.
You know, once you get past Paul Skeens, and by the way, the Pirates, there was big debate on Skeens versus Cruz. I talked to somebody.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It was not an easy pick for them at
the
moment.
Did you see the Pirates yesterday, by the way?
Yeah, they blew a 150-run lead.
They did.
Thanks a lot to my fantasy team.
Even Livy Dunn was throwing shade on them on social media.
Oh, no.
I think it was it 10-3 and
yes,
they lost?
And they like gave up 10 runs?
Yeah. So when it comes to Cruz, here's my question. Would you have rather done the Dylan Cruz route this year for Wyatt Langford and have him play double A for 2 months, triple A for 2 months, and then come up and play the last 2 months approximately in the major leagues. Would that have been better for Wyatt Langford than just playing the whole season in the majors? I don't know.
Okay, if that's the question you're asking,
okay.
Yes. It sounded like your first question was, do you prefer? I prefer the way the Rangers did it.
Okay, yeah.
Just because when the season started, man, I know it feels like a long time ago. But do you remember the palpable level of excitement, not just about the Rangers defending world champs, but about Wyatt Langford?
And to add to that, I don't know how this works, but nobody has a book on Cruz right now. But they will, and then he's going to have to adjust. They have a pro book on Wyatt Langford now, and now he has an offseason.
They have a book on him to start the year.
But now they have, I mean, they kind of know he has an offseason to go adjust. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's not like he starts off hot and then fades and we're like, what happened? Now he has time to an offseason to correct or whatever.
It was interesting, and I know I'm out of time here, is I was listening to Sean Casey and Mark DeRosa talk about Dylan Cruz, the stud for Washington, who's off to a pretty good start. Is he was in rookie ball, and luckily I got to come up with Sean Casey. He was always two levels ahead of me in the Cleveland organization, but he started off, and the hitting coach was like, hey, you got to get into your legs, and he got really squatty. And then he hit like 140 for the first like 3 weeks of his like rookie ball career. And Joel Skinner, who was one of my coaches too, said, hey, Sean, how did you hit Richmond? And that's what college he went to. And he showed him his stance. He's like, oh, what round were you drafted in? And Joel knew the answer. But he's like, yeah, second round. He's like, and what did you hit at Richmond? And he's like, you know, gave him like a 400 batting average or whatever. He's like, so you decided to change? We drafted you in the second round as a pure hitter, and you've totally changed your stance. And he goes, why don't you go back to your old stance and see how it works? And then he just took off hitting the ball. And so Dylan Cruz has totally changed his stance. And so it's interesting and Sean Casey was just saying, who was the hitting coach last year for the Yankees, just saying, it's interesting how hitting coaches, they all want to tinker, especially with the studs, to say, I had a piece of that. And it's like Dylan Cruz has totally changed the way he hit last year at LSU to the way he's hitting now. And he's like, sometimes you have to watch how much you listen to these hitting coaches and how much they change you.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.